This is John Martinka, beautiful Forbes Creek in Kirkland, with my two dogs in the background being a little bit of a distraction for you if you're watching this. And with all respects to Charles Dickens, this is a tale of two companies. Company A has a CEO who invests in coaching for herself and others, is in a peer-to-peer support group, gets a 360 on her done about every 2 or 3 years, which means everybody in contact with her, customers, direct reports, board members, and that are interviewed. And of course, that means there is a board. Whether it's a board or an advisory board, it adds a lot of value. Company B is a controlling owner. He wants to be in charge of everything. He has one person at what he calls management level. It's a general manager. And pretty much what the general manager does has to be reviewed by the owner all the time. So he's in control, but this is also called an owner dependency. So which company do you think is more on top of trends and more on top of margins and economic conditions and what's going on in managing things? Yeah, you guessed it, Company A. So just imagine, all other things being equal, like industry size and size by revenue and by profit, the companies are going to excel. Which one is worth more? Well, of course, Company A. And that's what happens when you take your ego out of the business and run it like a business and an investment, not your personal micromanaging toy. Thanks for watching and listening.